Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com. It is February 19th. This is the Fightful SmackDown post show. I'm joined by Jeremy Lambert. He is wearing a sports coat, so he's up to something. Jeremy, do whatever it is that you're doing.
Sean?
You're wearing one glove.
I have.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I have complaints, Sean Ross Sapp.
Oh, no.
I returned last week. Oh, I expected a big celebration for my return, and I was just met with disrespect.
Well, Jeremy, I'm going to tell you why that happened. I was here for you out of respect. I was here hoping that you wouldn't be a smarmy jackass and do a bit. I was hoping you would be the leader that has led our team.
I am the leader, Sean.
That has led our team and led by example for guys like Andrew Thompson and Gisberto Guzzo and Robert DeFelice and Carlos Toro. But instead, you were the same smarmy jackass that you were before you left North Carolina.
I've sacrificed so much for this company, Sean Ross Sapp, and I've just met with disrespect by the losers out there. All of the losers disrespecting me. After my sacrifices, Sean, I would like to be heard by management, and I would like this to be rectified.
I'm literally the only management. Jimmy even said it on Twitter. He said, take it up with HR. I am HR. Ryan B. Jam says that you have gone full Karen.
That's very mean and disrespectful to the Seth Rollins.
I agree. Speaking of Ryan B. Jam, man, I didn't forget your super chat from Wednesday, even though I did forget it on Wednesday. He says, in the Revolution match, ladder match with Cody, Sky, and Penta, I'm hoping the other three guys are from other companies. Give me Impact's Ace Austin. Well, based on some things that I've heard, I don't know if people from AEW want to put over Ace Austin. I think Ace Austin is a television star, and I think he should be. Trevor L. says, guess I owe money to Jeremy and Sean. Don't worry, per Jeremy's new 14-year contract, he'll be paid in 50-cent increments over a period of 28 years. You got the Bonilla contract. Here's the thing, Jeremy. To make this good for you, I am willing to give you 10% of Twitch revenue. 10%.
I thought I was already getting more than that as it is.
You were. You were. You were getting significantly more than that. But now you're getting 10%. I'm willing to give you that. Roger Acevedo says, Jeremy's a legend. I really wish you all would stop encouraging this behavior. And Joseph Corey says, Fightful post shows have kept my spirits up during a tough week here in Texas, hoping they're still affected here, receiving the necessities they deserve. I do too. Check on your buddies from Texas.
Yes.
It's not a fun time down there right now. And we're definitely keeping you guys in our thoughts and all that stuff.
Be safe, everyone in Texas.
Yeah, I hate that this is all happening. By the way, guys, you might see some people with some little icons like Mass Gamer. Now, it looks a little bit different on YouTube. We have done the membership gimmick. You can get icons and all that. We're still rounding out that situation. So I don't really know what it means, but I saw a bunch of other channels with it. It's something that will probably lean more heavily on the MMA channel. So go to youtube.com/FightfulMMA because Shaq has an awful lot of content that can be put up early. Rob Reed says that yes lock transition, and I'm wanting to read about something that is not Jeremy when I read about something from the main event. Hannah says, I don't get icons. I can't like give them to you. Quit
icon,
doing this, Jeremy.
Icon Evan Wright just subscribed and massive Jeremy Lambert fan.
He became a YouTube member. Oh my God. Get those super chats in, leave us a thumbs up, subscribe. All that good stuff, guys. We got lots to talk about tonight. But tonight's show is brought to you by Wrestle Rumble. Let me get over on this side of things. Their Elimination Chamber Pick'em. Go to WrestleRumble.com. You can win $1,000 for first place, $100 for second or third place. Get in the ring at WrestleRumble.com. Make your Elimination Chamber predictions. And it's not just straight predictions. It's how long matches will be, like if people will run in, all kinds of cool stuff over there. I legitimately play this game. I have for years. I love WrestleRumble.com, and I'm so excited to work with them. And Hannah trolls me and says, you won't win first, though, because I will. If you're sitting there saying, oh, there's no way I could win, Hannah has won multiple times. Hannah wins often.
Which is why you can't win, because she's going to win.
Because she's going to win. WrestleRumble.com, you guys know that I always say that if we're pushing a product, I want it to be worth it. I love this stuff. I love WrestleRumble.com. You guys will too. You can follow them on Twitter at WrestleRumble, on Instagram at WrestleRumble, our good friends over there. And look at this. We're getting some members. If there's one thing that we're good at, it's producing members. Look at all this. Thank you guys for doing this. Again, I don't know what the hell this stuff will even mean. I'm sure I put some stuff down and I'll work myself into a shoot, but here we go.
Ray Callahan. You're gonna end up doing more work because of this.
Look at that. Ray Callahan Jr. says, love the backstage spots, kept the pace fun. So we saw a lot of that out of Edge on tonight's show. And he came out, and this very much seemed like a, hey, I'm here for my contractually obligated appearance, at least in kayfabe. Because he was out there, and then he basically said, hey, I'm here so that way I can just turn around and leave. I need to go make my decision. Why was he there?
Why was he there? He was there to get under the skin of Roman Reigns, getting his head a little bit.
Okay, so I'll take issue with that later on. But Roman Reigns comes out, and he's Edge, I loved what he said. He was like, you've got an ego problem. You want me to pick you so you can be the main event. And I wish they would play that up. Like, you didn't wrestle at last year's WrestleMania. You weren't the main event the year before. Like, I like that they're playing that up. However, Sami Zayn comes out and gets super kicked or beaten up. And that sets up the thing later on. What do you think Roman Reigns whispered to Edge?
Christian's better. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why Roman Reigns, like, he's pushing for this match. He's like, you know, you can choose the main event, or you can choose the main event. Like, why does Roman Reigns care who Edge picks? You should be out there, you know, if you want to pick me, cool. If you don't want to pick me, I'll beat somebody else up. Like, if you want your retirement to be shorter and you want to get retired at WrestleMania, pick me. If not, someone else can get this ass whooping. Like, I don't like that Roman cares this much about this Edge match. Why does he care this much about this Edge match?
I kind of like it, like that Roman Reigns is like, no, I want the main event because I am the main event. I really, really dig that. And I don't know how that will necessarily play out, but I mean, I don't have a problem with Roman Reigns seeking this out, because I think it's like almost like the UFC fighter seeking out the money fight, even if they're champions. Like, how many champions do we see where it's like, okay,
Roman's the main event, though. Like, whoever he picks is going, or whoever faces him is going to be the main event.
Well, that's the case. That's the case with UFC too. But how many times have we seen whoever wins the bantamweight title immediately call out Dominic Cruz? It's happened like every fight since 2016.
They shouldn't be following UFC practices. That's the issue right there.
That's a very good point. A few years ago, that would have made a whole lot more sense. It's Phil Real to me says, first time joining live from the UK. Have a great show. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Please leave a thumbs up, subscribe, all that good stuff. Also, I didn't do my plugs, by the way. I did an interview with Maki Ito today. And in order to kind of give you guys YouTube content, we had Kayla from the Church of Joshi do a dramatic reading of it. Now, I had some dorks say, oh, you should have interviewed Maki Ito. I mean, she could speak English. Yeah, she chose to do it via text. She said, hey, hit up my translator. And I said, yes, ma'am, whatever gets me that interview. If she wanted to do a four-hour interview in English, I would have done it. But check out all that good stuff. There's lots of cool things over there. And how about this? Dakota Kai interview on Sunday. Very excited. Goutier 25 says the point guy Jeremy Lambert is being disrespected like Damian Lillard. Not being, he's not an all-star starter?
No. Doncic and Steph Curry over Lillard.
Oh, my God.
I mean, both those guys are good, but like.
Yes. Damian Lillard is an MVP candidate right now.
Yeah, it's tough. Mm.
Brian Moore says, back when main events were men. I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. So Shinsuke Nakamura defeated Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews, I believe, said that his family were Nigerian royalty and that if Big E had treated them like he treated Apollo, they'd cut his tongue off. I loved Big E saying, no, he lost a lot. I'm ready to move on. And throughout this whole thing, Michael Cole's like, yeah, but he's really athletic. And Big E's like, not athletic enough to beat me, apparently. Move on. Like, Big E is me screaming that wins and losses matter. And Michael Cole is the WWE going, not really. Not really, though. Not really. And even then, Nakamura pins him. And Big E's like, good. Shut the fuck up.
Big E upgraded his little section there, his little corner there, didn't he? Like, he got a nice little couch and everything. Good on Big E. He's got the Intercontinental Championship money right now, and so he made some upgrades to his house. Yeah, I love that Big E was – we said it last week. He's like, dude, you've lost. I've beaten you multiple times. Like, go away. You're annoying. There's a little brother who I can't get rid of. Go away. Go practice. Go get better. Turn the difficulty down for a little while, get better at the game, and then come back and challenge me once you can win that. And then he loses to Nakamura, proving Big E's point that this dude is a loser right now, and then he needs to be done with him. Big E was great here.
Evan Wright says, I'm requesting to be called Fightful Grand Slam Champ on select Twitch and a channel member. Sure. But yeah, sure. And Ryan B. Jam says, I usually hate the guest commentators, but man, all of them tonight. There were a lot tonight, and they were all good.
They were.
But he says Big E was spectacular, Rude and Dolph were good. Soaker. Yes. But after this, as Ryan B. Jam points out, a couple heel turns in the same night, Apollo really, really turned heel. Big E was stopping him from attacking Nakamura, and Apollo destroys him with the stairs. Now, WWE making the best out of their bad situation with some of these camera angles. This was a lot better than I think in the ladder match last year at Mania when one of the Usos fell off and it was very clearly like a padded thing. Like, I don't care if they padded, like, whatever. Go Hollywood on it. But this was a lot better, I thought, because Apollo was like, oh, you want me to let down the stairs? All right. And he dropped him on Big E. This was like Braun pushing Roman off the dock in the stretcher level, hilarious but violent to me. I love this.
I really enjoyed it as well. I thought that's what he was going to do initially when he got the steps on the outside and then Big E was in the ring. He was just going to, you know, toss him on the Big E's head or whatever. I was like, why are you throwing the steps in the ring just when he's on the outside right now? He just tossed them over. You know, it looked a little hokey, but it was a nice use of the camera angle when the fans aren't there and everything. It was a nice little heel turn. I like the edge from Apollo Crews. He's been showing it little by little each week, bordering on annoying with the keep giving me a title shot, keep giving me a title shot. Now, when he does this to Big E, Big E has a reason, even though he's beaten him multiple times, to be like, all right, you know what, dude? Like, I've beaten you, but this crossed the line. This is too much. If I got to whoop your ass again to prove that I'm better, that's what I'm going to do. So next time when Apollo gets his title shot, it'll make some sense that Big E would actually wants to face him. They still got to give Apollo some victories, though. He can't be going into this match just because he's destroyed Big E. Like, you got to heat him up and at least give him a couple wins on television.
Thank you for all the people that are joining this thing that I have no idea what it actually is. I greatly appreciate you guys for the support. As always, please leave your thumbs up. Apollo Crews turning heel needed to happen. He was more interesting in the last couple months than he had been prior, but they had to do something. He had to do something different. And do you think this will have any long-term effect on him? Like, do you think this, or do you think this is just one feud and then he'll be back doing main event stuff or not on TV at all?
man, I thought he was going to have some long-term usage, and then you hit me with that, and now I'm like, yeah, you're right. He's probably just going to be off television after this feud. It's concerning that's what's going to happen. He'll be doing main. It'll still be a heel. I think it'll still be a heel after all this, but yeah, he could just find himself. It's not even main event. Main event's the Raw side, right? He'd just be off TV, being catering. They talk a lot about catering. That's where I would be.
That is the big thing, right? That's what everybody keeps mentioning. Oh, my God. I love this. I love them turning him. It had to happen. Do you just want to cover the Seth Rollins thing? Do you just want to talk about it? Ryan B. James.
I already did.
The Messiah Kara Rollins or Karen Rollins.
Had my glove. I got a glove, Sean. One glove. I can't get the damn thing on. Got a glove.
I mean, I thought that Cesaro did great. And he cut a very... Okay, Rollins cut a very Messiah promo and then blamed Cesaro. But Cesaro said earlier, we did come out there out of respect to him. It's just he acted like an asshole. Still, we thought maybe this did change him for the better, this childbirth thing. But it didn't, and he's trash. So
I'm all in on Seth Rollins. I didn't like it last week. He returned last week. I was like, I don't get this gimmick. It's dumb. End it, please. Like, it's stupid. We're back, baby. The one glove. The one glove. We're here. Seth, I'm with you, buddy. I'm a follower. Oh, I hear you, Seth. Point God to Messiah. I'm with you, Seth Rollins. I'm with you.
My God. I mean, if it gets us this feud, I'm completely fine with it.
His letter that he posted on Twitter, so good. So good.
Yeah, I parodied it.
Yeah. I'm known for that. I'm known for parodying press releases and letters.
Indeed you are. I mean, if this, again, this will probably lead to, it'll lead to them wrestling, and I'm all for that because Cesaro is really good.
Yes.
Evan Wright says one glove equals one love. Anything to say? Sure. That's what we'll say about that.
Sometimes you don't get love unless you got a glove, Sean.
That's true. That's very true. Oh, man. Tamina and Natalya defeated the Riot Squad, and Eloquent brings up a very good point. Why does Cole keep blaming Billy Kay for Riot Squad's clean losses? It's their fault that they keep getting distracted by this. Also, I want to say, best Tamina performance in, like, maybe ever?
From the jump, they were putting over Tamina. Tamina just slammed down Ruby Riott, and Ruby Riott looked like she was, having trouble getting her bearings, trying to get up and everything.
She got rid of those sleeves and just went crazy.
Tamina, they're pushing Tamina, I guess, Sean? Is that what we're doing here? This is the big Tamina push, right?
I guess
we're
going to
get her in the $5 tier by the end of the month.
Oh, my God. Jesus. I accidentally went over this one. Joseph Corey says, hoping Cruz goes back to his Yuha Nation roots. His matches with AR Fox helped me discover indie wrestling. I thought he was a surefire superstar. Like one of those with a diamond in the rough that didn't have like that significant, like big high level indie run. Like he was one that they got to early enough. Rob Reed says, I wonder how much of an earful Michael Cole got for saying title shot during the Natalya Tamina match. Probably not that much at this point. He's probably not anybody paying attention to that, but they seem like they're caring about the tag team division, the women's tag team division. And by that, I mean, they're giving it time.
Sean, remember when the Riot Squad won like 5 straight matches, including a victory over Natalya and Tamina, and then they just got beat in like 5 minutes in a non-title match, and now they're losing to Natalya and Tamina?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like that, obviously. I think the Riot Squad are incredible. I love them.
They're giving it time by putting women's tag team matches on television. That doesn't mean they're actually, like, doing anything with it.
I mean, it's doing more than nothing. And that's what they were doing.
It's more than nothing, but I'd at least like some actual, like, effort put into it. Instead of, here's a match you've seen before. The opposite team is going to win now. And now after heating up the Riot Squad, we're going to cool down the Riot Squad. They're on TV. Great.
I think it's the booking in totality between Nia and Shayna on NXT, that match being set up, the Women's Dusty Cup, this Charlotte and Asuka still teaming, and then what we're about to talk about, the greatest segment in wrestling today. Ding dong, hello. But first off, I just want to say, Tamina's gunslinger is what Billy Gunn used to call it. The slingshot sidewalk slam looked incredible. It was really, really good. I like it a lot better than the Superfly splash for her. It looked really good.
Yeah, big fan of that. Tamina looked good. Heat her up. All she does is get title shots. Give her a couple more victories. Let her face Sasha.
Ding dong hello is amazing. It is amazing. Bayley dresses amazing. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler being the only ones to ring the doorbell was amazing. Then Sasha coming out and Bayley only being worried about that goddamn doorbell was great.
Use the door, idiot. Use the door.
It was amazing.
The ficus got ruined. It got ruined, Sean. Please confirm to everybody, when they announced this segment and I wrote this article in the chat, I was very excited for this, for the return of Ding Dong Hello.
I mean, you should be. It's great. Bayley is amazing at this.
She's so good. So
and
good.
I like having like heels there with her. That way she, you don't have to always argue. I mean, it led to a match, of course. Reginald came out. Andre Banks says, use the door.
Use the door, idiot.
I mean, I was, before this match got set up, I was saying we need to cancel Reginald for not using the door.
Yeah.
That's breaking and entering.
Yeah. All of them did that, except for Nia and Shayna, who had some respect.
Man. Oh, man. There was a lot of disrespect there. But then Reginald says, well, hey, let's do a six-person tag team match. And I, because see, I was like, oh my God, they're going to do Nia and Shayna against Bianca and Sasha, which they're going to do anyway. But I thought it was going to be non-title. If it's a title match, I don't mind as much. But also, I'm sitting here like okay, whatever. Poor Lana and Naomi. Ray Callahan says, even that poor door got 50-50.
Ray made that joke on Twitter to me, on Twitter to you, and now super chatted.
It was a good one.
Bless you, Ray Callahan. You got that thing over.
Hey, man, let me tell you. I do an interview with somebody. I get early access Fightful Select content. I get regular Fightful Select content, Fightful Scraps, our YouTube, like five articles. I respect it, Ray Callahan. Here you go. You get more shine for that. Evan Wright says, Mitch got reborn through the forbidden door.
Oh, my God. That's a good one.
I love it.
Fightful Grand Slam champion Evan Wright. Very good.
Yes. Then we do the match and Bayley wrestling in her Ding Dong Hello gear. Outstanding. Outstanding. It's great. I wish she would have kept the glasses on.
That may have been tough. I don't know if she like actually needs glasses. Maybe they're just like dummy glasses and they don't actually have a prescription in them. But it could have been tough if she's getting hit in the face.
So Nia gets in there and wrestles with Reginald, and Reginald tries to do a cross body press and can't get Nia knocked over. So Bianca and Sasha drop kick her. Only problem was Nia sold this like she was knocked out and then kicked out. Like maybe if she hit the back of her head, I'd buy it or something. But other than that, I was very entertained by this. Reginald winning is a great upset in the history of wrestling. I couldn't tell. I wish they would have kept the camera on Sasha, Bianca, and Reginald because I couldn't tell if they were like celebrating with him very much or not.
I thought they were celebrating with him. I was more looking at Bayley, who was in the corner or on the side of the ramp there as they were celebrating. And she just looked, it was a mixture of disappointment, frustration, and then confusion, all three at once. And she pulled it off brilliantly, mind you. But I was more focused on Bayley as that celebration was going on.
Yes. Sitting on my bed says Reginald being the Sasha stan on TV is hilarious. It is. It's really, gimmick. Really good.
It's a good gimmick.
Somebody said, oh shit, did he just say cancel Reginald? LOL. Yeah, he didn't ring a doorbell, you dummy. Look, people are upset about this.
They should have used the door. That's what it's there for. Yes. You can't just come in there and not enter through the door. You don't have permission.
Bezo Banks says, thanks to Bianca and I don't know. He says Shania being the champ's new name. I don't. Oh, okay. Shania. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Bianca, that's okay. What she said.
Yes,
Shayna, Shania.
Okay, I like that. But if it's forgotten that Lana and Naomi are number one contenders, they booked the match, SMH. That doesn't mean that they are getting the title shot next. They can get the title shot in the future. Like,
we got the Dusty Cup winners getting the title shot in a couple of weeks as well. I don't like that one. Again, the champions lose. Like, what? Really? Do we need to do that whole thing? Especially, they lose a six-person tag match. Reginald gets the pinfall. So Reginald earns the title shot for Banks and Bianca. All right. All right. I guess I'll let it slide. I just don't like the champions losing, especially when they got the NXT Women's Cup winners in a couple of weeks.
Maybe they do. Because here's my thing.
Don't put the titles on Sasha and Bianca. Don't do it.
If they do, and that's the match that I get. And Dakota and Raquel end up winning.
Here's why I don't like this.
I get it. I understand why. There is almost no way to come out of this without being frustrated. You know what I mean? Like, they booked themselves into this corner where somebody's going to have to lose, or we're going to get a fuck finish. Not all good things can happen here, and that's their fault. They are booking themselves into a corner here for sure.
The best case scenario is, like, you put the title on Banks and Bianca. They win on Sunday. They win the NXT. They win the NXT match. They win the they beat Lana and Naomi, and then they're tag champs going into WrestleMania. Like, that's like the best case of it, because you need to protect these two. Neither of these women should be taking a loss going into WrestleMania. So yeah, you get a screwy finish, or your best case scenario is they win the titles and they hold the belts until WrestleMania. And then what are you doing with the women's tag titles at that point? Then you're just beating a bunch of teams because neither of these women should lose. Did they not learn any lessons from Bayley and Banks last year when they nuked the entire division to get these two women over? It's not good.
They are booking themselves into a corner. I have some odd, slight. I always have that slight optimism. How are they going to pull this off? They're not.
They're not.
They never do. No. There's never some stroke of booking genius that just makes it all worth it. Planet Dan says, do you think they're going to put the women's tag titles on Bianca and Sasha? I have a feeling they might. Because here's the thing, Jeremy. It's like, why did they send Nia and Shayna there? Which, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Here's the thing. Maybe if Sasha and Bianca end up doing a thing that, that leads them having a hot shotted title run, and Dakota and Raquel beat them. Well, one, that would have to main event that NXT. You ain't giving me, sorry, you're not giving me random Pete Dunne tag match, all due respect to him, over that. I just don't know how.
But then if, like, I'm fine if you want to put the belts on Dakota and Raquel. I think that'd be great. I said that last week, or I've said it many times, but the title should be like on an NXT team. The problem with that is Banks and Bayley got to take a, or Banks and Belair got to take a loss then. Neither of these women should lose.
Yes, I agree. I completely agree. Ah, man. Evan Wright says, hopefully someone shops Nia like the Mox Yano thing. I don't know. I mean, I know the Mox Yano thing. I just don't know exactly what you mean. Ryan B. Jam says, one of them should have pulled a rock and knocked on the door after walking past it after EA were complaining to him. Oh, man. JT, I know you said we didn't have to read it, but it was such a generous super chat. He says, thanks for Fightful and company for continued laughs, professionalism, and great fun. Best pro wrestling out there. Thank you so much. Buddy, I can't tell you how much this stuff means to us. Thank you. Ryan B. Jam says, Lana and Naomi, just add them via a Twitter announcement and make it a triple threat and have them lose to keep the other strong. No, why not maximize this? What? I don't have a problem with them having three title matches loaded up. They got a lot of hours to fill. Make it more important to me. I mean, I respect you, Ryan B. Jam. Thank you for the super chat, but no, no.
I don't mind. I don't mind them doing that, but just, I don't need this Banks and Bianca team. I don't. I just don't need it.
Lorenzo,
you've
Torres
got enough
says,
women's tag teams. You don't need to throw together two more.
Lorenzo says, I still can't believe Raw and SmackDown are run by the same company. SmackDown is 100% better. Yes, it is. That extra hour. Oh boy. Rob Bookin says, SRS, the niece got accepted to the University of Kentucky today. Sorry she can't play b-ball. I want WWE's TV director to go to Cancun and stay. Oh, boy. Again, thank you guys for all the new members. I really appreciate it. ResDog92 says, keep the women's champ out of the tag team division, period. Stop already. Any kind of loss for your champ isn't a good look. I agree. I hate it. It is a constant circle, Jeremy. Wins and losses don't matter, so therefore their titles don't matter.
Yeah.
When their titles don't matter, their top contendership matches don't matter. When their top contendership matches don't matter, the matches that lead to those don't matter, and it goes in a circle. When you minimize the importance of things on your show, it is a circle, and people say, why should I care if they don't?
In the words of Jim Ross, does it really matter?
Did you? I mean, we dropped a big Jim Ross scoop on the Distraction Post Show on twitch.tv/FightfulGaming.
Sheet is wrong, asshole. It's
Britt
wrong.
Baker liked that tweet too. Yes, Riho is actually 99 pounds, not 98 pounds.
Jim Ross,
huge story.
Sheet,
huge story. I love that people are dropping this information in here like it's news to me or something. Yes, Denise is going to be on the WWE watch along for Elimination Chamber. Thank you guys for telling me. I was not aware.
I was disappointed it didn't say Fightful contributor Denise Alcedo on the blurb on .com.
I'm shocked that it didn't. I'm shocked that it didn't, but I am so proud of Denise. She's going to do really cool stuff. She's the best. Please support her and what she's doing and say nice things about her to WWE's official account. It would mean a lot.
$5 for Denise.
Carmella is not happy with Reginald, by the way.
I don't blame her. He's a Sasha. He's part of the crew now. He's not part of, I don't know what Mella's names are, but he's not part of her crew. He's part of the crew. I'd be mad at him too. She brought him here, Sean. His avatar was the Carmella picture, and then all of a sudden, after a couple of weeks, it's the Sasha picture.
I think she was a little hard on him.
You think she was hard on him?
Let him live.
Sure.
Let the man live. Let the man stand in peace. Like, what's wrong with that?
I'd be mad too if a stan, you know, if I brought the stan into the world and then the stan turned their back on me.
I guess. Sure. The Mysterios defeated Team Alpha via DQ because Otis just beat shit out of Rey. Now, here's the thing. I love that commentary and Dolph Ziggler had no idea why he got DQ'd.
No.
He didn't get DQ'd. Gable got DQ'd because Gable was dancing around in the ring for beyond the ref's count. It, like, you know me, if something does not make sense, I'm going to call it out. This made sense, but like the thing is, normally I'd be like, well, why does Chad Gable want him? Is he okay with losing? That shouldn't be okay. He was okay because after all this coaching, Jeremy, they had a breakthrough. It finally happened. He got through to Otis.
What did you do, Sean? Explain to the people what the breakthrough was.
Don't suck! Basically, do your best to be Mark Henry because he didn't suck. And then Otis said, oh yeah! And then did that. And now Otis is less bad.
Dominic Mysterio looked like he was having the time of his life against Chad Gable. And then Otis comes in and tosses him. And he's like, I'm out. Take care of this, Pop.
Man. So Ryan B. James says, Otis and Apollo both turning heel on the same night. This must be the upside down, although I'm here for both. They have the potential to be good heels. I mean, that would make me assume that Chad Gable is also heel too. So that's pretty cool. I'm all for that.
I don't think Chad Gable was like ever technically a babyface because like he dropped he turned heel when he attacked Riddle with King Corbin, right? And then he got frustrated. He dropped Shorty G. And then people just kind of like assumed he was a babyface because he was this with Otis and Bryan. But I think it was always like the subtle heel thing of like, he's going to lure Otis to the dark side, essentially. And that's what happens. I don't think Gable technically turned heel. I think he was always a heel. I like the Otis heel turn. He needed something. Look, man, this blue-collared whatever stuff, it ran its course a while ago. They clearly didn't know what to do with him. Otherwise, why would you put the money in the bank on him and then take it off of him to put it on The Miz, to take it off of him to keep it on The Miz, right? That's how that went. I like the heel turn. I think anything with Chad Gable is going to be good. Because I think Chad Gable is excellent and can make anything you throw at him work. Even the Shorty G stuff, as bad as it was, I think if he'd actually been given more of an opportunity with that, it would have been better. I love Chad Gable. I think this is going to be great for Otis, just being paired with Chad Gable and now being allowed to go full heel like this.
Rob Wilkins says $5, says McDevitt. Nicks that FIFO mention. I don't think McDevitt knows who we are. We didn't make it that high up on the WWE legal threat ladder. Give us time. How about that? Give us some time. I'm with you as far as Otis goes. Like he, much like Apollo, dead in the water. Nothing left for him. Wasn't working. I mean, he was getting screwed over like a blue collar man. That's for sure. That's about it.
They lost his girlfriend just randomly. Like, well, he should have been pissed over that.
That's got to be the thing. He's got to be like, they took everything from me. And gave it to Miz. Like, Miz has got everything. But I still want him to hate Miz. Like, if he's out there being buddy-buddy with Ziggler or anybody else, like Miz, no, that ain't okay. Now, I would like if Ziggler was like, man, I was trying to show you this all along. And he's like, I don't care. I'm going to jump on you. Michael Branson says, just want to give money to the greatest Quizzlemania champ. Hashtag FTF. Hashtag Adam Screwed SRS. Did you see the item that I put up for auction?
Yeah, you got any bids on that?
No.
Oh.
No. Guys, you guys can order the Great O'Shawn costume for a very reasonable price of $1,000. It is listed on eBay as game-worn Great O'Shawn costume.
How much do you think I could charge for like all the dumb shit I've worn on all of these shows?
I'm pretty sure JJ would pay at least $3 for it.
Yeah, JJ's a good man. He'd buy the glove, game worn glove. Get an easy 30 cents right here.
By the way, Andre, it helps when you actually put the super chat in there instead of just asking if I did. Go ahead and do that, and we'll answer it, by the way. By the way, guys, do not use these if you did not send a super chat. I know Andre did, but other people tried to get away with it, and unfortunately, we'll have to ban you if you do that. You ain't cute, but Andre, send yours, please. Planet Dan says, they don't put the male champs in tag title matches. If you're going to do that with women's titles, put the men's champions in tag. They do that occasionally. There have been,
it's been a while.
It's been a while. They used to do it an awful lot. Mainly it's non-title matches, and that's how they pin the champion. Yeah. Like that's, and I'm like, oh, but yeah, it has been a while, but for a long time they would do it way, way too much. I remember like in the mid-2000s, they would just completely bury the tag division though, and it would always be the tag champions losing to the world champion every single in a handicap match.
When's the last time they did it? Braun and Seth?
Maybe. Sure.
It seems like it was as close to around that time.
So Edge is speaking with everybody backstage. He and Kevin Owens are getting along. King Corbin Yes. He tells Brian that he motivated him to get his career back. Now, one issue that I took with Edge tonight and have been since he came back is he's like, I'm in your head. I'm playing these mental games. I'm the ultimate opportunist. I've always been good at mental games. I do not remember that, Jeremy. I do not remember him being fucking 1995 Gold Dust and like really getting in people's heads. I remember him being the snotty guy who took advantage of situations. And here's the thing. I have never seen someone effectively play mind games with someone by saying, I'm in your head. I'm living in your head rent free. I am playing mental games with you. That isn't how it, that's not how it's done.
I'm in your head, Warder. Have you seen that clip? It's a good clip. Hopefully,
no, I haven't. I'm not. best heel in the business, Baron Corbin, by the way.
Is he a king still? Like, he wasn't very kingly. He's just rich now.
I think he sold
all of his king gear and just became rich.
Well, he said bow down. And I'm like, listen, man, if you want to steal Conrad Thompson's gimmick and just have a bunch of expensive watches, I would like that a lot more. Be like, oh, I was really smart with my money. I didn't have to invest it in stupid GameStop and AMC shit like Cameron Grimes did. I would love like little comments like that. Like,
oh, Corbin should start a podcasting network. That would be fantastic.
He should. I should be really bored. You're really bad. I don't want to do that. Conrad is way better at that than Baron Corbin would be. By far. I don't think it would work out as well for Baron Corbin. But like
Edge used to slap John Cena's dad around to get into his head and things like that. That's like all I really remember from Edge's run.
That's it. That's it. So we have a match. It was sad to see Cesaro struggle with the swing. And he's like, we're running this back, and he did it. Daniel Bryan.
He fell down at the commercial break.
Yeah. But I mean they went back to it and it looked way better. Rob Reed, though, brings up my favorite part. He said that yes lock transition, oh, chef's God. Kiss. Double underhook superplex into it. That's what I want to see. That was magnificent, Jeremy.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan's he's really good. Like he's really, really good. He's my GOAT. I've said it plenty of times, but he's my GOAT. Bryan's a man. I love that finish. I really like this match. The Cesaro swing stuff was obviously very rough, but everything else in this match.
Yeah.
But Cesaro's hot tag early, great. Any Cesaro hot tag is fantastic. Worked him over, like the finishing sequence with Brian and Sammy. Some good stuff heading into. And Jey Uso, I like the fire he showed, just kind of tossing Cesaro around on the outside. I thought everybody got some nice shine in this match going into Elimination Chamber.
My favorite thing about this match wasn't even the match. It was the promo backstage with Cesaro, Brian, and Owens, where Brian and Cesaro are like, maybe we should game plan for a stunner since he turned on Sammy and Kofi, and there's a pretty big name that escapes my mind. Maybe I should have made a list. I mean, I love that wink and a nod to that. Like, that was very clever. And I would have liked, like, even if Jericho would have chimed in and just tweeted, don't trust him, would have been fantastic. Owens back there wearing a Malcolm Bivens shirt. You love to see it. Malcolm Bivens had the best performance of his WWE career on Wednesday, so I'm glad to see, like, that continuing. I mean, well, within the confines of WWE TV. At least. But I loved seeing that. That promo was good. It rewarded you for watching the show. Why would these guys trust him after last week or ever?
He didn't have any friends. This was the whole thing of when no one would help him against Roman. He's like, I don't have any friends. I've like turned on everybody and they banned the riot squad from the building. So
Ever Rise weren't there.
Yeah. So that is great. All six of these guys are tremendous. And you're right. It's nice when the viewer feels rewarded with this kind of stuff. And Kevin Owens, very, very good at this kind of stuff. Like, how many articles have I written of like Kevin Owens filling in the plot holes? Just with a WWE.com interview or something like that. Owens is very good at this stuff. Brian is obviously very good at this stuff too. So I like that. And the wink of the nod to Jericho was nice.
Get your super chats in, guys. We're reaching the home stretch of this show. Evan Wright says, Cesaro hot tag versus John Silver hot tag, please. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And Marcus Ryan says, if we get Roman versus Edge, I want to see Roman beat Edge. Me too. I wouldn't even mind if Roman just kicked the living shit out of him for 15 minutes. And then we hit a hope spot and then Roman beat him.
The Brock Cena match, essentially. That's not going to happen. That'd be nice. But as long as Roman wins, I don't really care. We don't need to have an Edge victory over Roman.
Yeah, I would not be too happy over that. But you know what I'm happy with? My good night's sleep. Thanks to Helix Sleep. Helix Sleep has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. So helixsleep.com/Fightful is here to get you there. I love it. All the politics, the pandemic, maybe you had a terrible love life after Valentine's Day. Well, a hot diggity dog, helixsleep.com/Fightful, getting you there. It's getting you to rest easy. All these wrestlers, I bet you they're sleeping a lot easier now. They're not on the road, all that good stuff. You're spending more time on your mattress, so you better make sure that it is a good mattress. Our content isn't going to put you to sleep like Monday Night Raw, but by God, we got the right thing for you. HelixSleep.com/Fightful. Everybody's unique, and Helix knows that, so they have different mattress models to choose from, soft, medium, and firm. If you sleep hot, they got stuff that'll cool you down. They even have a Helix Plus mattress for plus-size folks. I took that quiz, and I got the Dusk Lux mattress. I hit them up after this. I was like, hey, I want to work with you guys. This product rules, and I'm so happy they signed with us through 2021 so I can sing the praises just like GQ did, just like Wired Magazine did when they awarded them number one best overall mattress pick of 2020. But even beyond GQ and Wired, Fightful named them number one mattress pick of 2020 and 2021. I'm giving it to them early. Here's your roses, helixsleep.com/Fightful. And now you guys can get $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/Fightful. And my big thing was I did not want to go mattress shopping in person during a pandemic. I didn't want to go roll around on something that a bunch of other people were. I didn't want to do that. I was very hesitant for that. But I wanted to make sure I got the right mattress. So I took that quiz, took a couple minutes. It's such a huge upgrade over my old mattress. Check it out, helixsleep.com/Fightful. Joseph Corey says, whenever Omos is ready to wrestle in the ring, I hope he fights Reginald first.
Reginald, bump like hell for him. That'd be good.
Yeah, I don't think that Omos is going to be ready anytime soon. Drew Nicholas says, Tamina is also extremely smart because she knows what happens if Billy Kay thinks she's your friend. It doesn't end well at all.
Poor Billy Kay.
It never does. But, I mean, Billy Kay's getting unjust hate here. I mean, also she got beat up by Tamina. I don't even know if we mentioned that because it foregone conclusion at this point. Old sleeveless Tamina laying down ass whippings to everybody.
Next SmackDown Women's Champ. I don't know why. I don't know why they're doing Banks and Bianca at WrestleMania when Tamina and Nia is right there for them.
Oh, God.
I don't get it.
Andre Banks has said, heel turn for Sasha or Bianca on Sunday. Bianca better not turn heel. She is a babyface star.
I'm fine if Sasha turns heel. I still kind of think she's a heel.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't think that she ever really switched back. Lots of people asking like Bo Dallas's status. He's just been backstage lately. That's all I'll say. Don't know about any creative issues or anything like that, but I've asked about Bo Dallas every month for the last year and finally got an answer. I didn't even ask this time. Somebody just told me he was backstage. I was like, well, hot diggity dog. And then I reported on FightfulSelect.com. Guys, please go over there and check out FightfulSelect.com. Breaking news all the time. I've had so many stories this week, I ain't even going to bother running through them all. But we got other stuff coming up this weekend. We're doing a watch-along on YouTube.com/FightfulScraps for Elimination Chamber. We're inching closer and closer to that those 4,000 watch hours. So we're going to run one for the entire show. Don't know how much I'll be around, but you got Rob Wilkins and Joel Pearl there. So enjoy yourself. I know, I'm trying to plug it, right? That wasn't quite the Helix Sleep ad read, was it?
I mean, it's tough to sell Rob Wilkins and Joel Pearl.
I mean, go do it. I'll be around. I'll be doing some stuff. Denise, I wish somebody would let me know this. somebody, can anybody confirm this?
Sean, did you write the article?
I definitely didn't know this like 6 or 7 hours before they even published it or anything. Definitely didn't know that at all. I definitely did not tell Denise what match she'd be calling before she even knew it. For the love of God.
He's going to go like this a lot.
Better practice. Oh, man. If they strip that woman of her personality, I will be livid. I will be livid. She's so good.
Yeah.
She's great. Please support what Denise is doing, guys. Denise is fantastic. Just please check that out. But Jeremy, you got some twitch.tv/Fightful Gaming stuff going on.
Yeah, in a half hour, Joel Pearl and Rob Wilkins. It's a big setup there, Sean. See what yes. I did there? We're going to play some NHL hits. We're going to play some hits. Love NHL hits.
That's like the NHL version of Blitz, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's really good.
So I'd be really great at it. I'm good at hockey.
I mean, let's tone that down just a little bit. We're gonna do that. You can pop on, Sean. Apparently, you're the only reason that the Twitch does any type of numbers.
Also, I like how you didn't realize that that was the stream summary for right after we were done.
I knew it was.
I was like, come on.
I was trying to, you know, lessen your impact there.
I feel like giving myself 50% of the Twitch cut. Like, I feel like I've earned it. Like, this is my reward for all the hard work that I put in on that channel, changing logos, changing banners.
We got just graphics. The graphics team hooked me up with new graphics. I spent, like, 3 hours today making sure they work correctly and tinkering with those. A lot of work put into those. And we're going to play some hits. We might be on the Twitch tomorrow. Next Sunday, I do want to plug this one. Next Sunday, 7 o'clock on the Twitch, WCW Super Brawl 2000. Watch it. That's what the people voted for, Sean. That's what they voted for. They hate us. They hate Joseph and I. They're like, here, watch this bad WCW event from 2000.
Our friend Ron Pertel brings up the watch-alongs. He goes, they're going to both be on? Listen, here's the reality of the situation. You can mute Joel and Rob for all I care. Just rack up those watch hours for me. I'm trying to make that sweet $23-24 out of ad revenue and scraps every month.
Go watch Robert O'Neill's Corner 3 a million times. It's a 5-minute segment.
So here's the funny thing. Like, that channel was originally designed to, like, basically put up Listen Your Boy clips. So on the back end, there's, like, man from Pakistan shoves 3-foot dildo up his ass. Like, Listen Your Boy clips.
You should have labeled the O'Neill thing Young Rock Review Episode 1. So many more people would have clicked
on. You're implying that I actually watched what you sent me to upload.
You did not watch the greatest segment in distraction history?
That man sent so many dorks my way for like months. Why am I going to watch that?
You and him shared a screen.
Let me let everybody in on a little secret.
Vince and Austin coming together on Thursday.
I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. 3 hours of Raw, 1 hour post-show. 2 hours of Impact, an hour of 205 Live. I watch Main Event too. Bink. NXT.
It's a 5 minute
NXT UK. AEW. An hour and a half. We'll go ahead and round that up. AEW review. SmackDown and SmackDown review. ROH. MLW. I watch all these things. We're already sitting at 20 hours of screen time as it is. Backstage Report.
5 minutes.
Q&A show.
It's listening a 5 minute clip.
We're talking about me being on a screen just watching these shows and being on these shows. 25 hours of my week. That's before I start interviewing people.
It's a 5 minute clip. Look at the reviews for this. Love the O'Neal segment. Play it now. Drew just wants us to go ahead and play it now. O'Neal segment was good. Everyone loved it. It's 5 minutes worth checking out. You want me to play it right now? I can upload it.
Right on this show. In fact, I think a future Twitch thing should be me watching that clip.
Do you want to join us on the Twitch in half an hour and watch this?
Hell
clip?
No.
Then you just pitched it. Here we go. O'Neal.
I'm busy. I'm interviewing Layla Hirsch tomorrow and Ashley Vox on Sunday. And I got to do Elimination Chamber. I got to write Dakota Kai articles. And I don't know. Break more news than anyone in wrestling.
Look at the reviews. It's legendary. The people loved it, Sean.
WrestleRumble.com. HelixSleep.com/FightfulPre. Please support our sponsors. I want to thank you guys. 7 of you joined. Whatever the hell being a member of YouTube.com/Fightful is. I don't know. I know I'll give you some access to some playlists of members only podcasts from years ago, as well as some blooper reels, which if you could believe such a thing would happen on this. What are you trying to do?
This is my Seth Rollins pose.
Guys, please go. Right? Please go retweet my Maki Ito interview. Please go leave a thumbs up on the video I did with Kayla, and please follow her as well. Fightful.com, you guys.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1 pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.